All right. Hello and welcome, everyone, to the call tonight. This is Ron. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Tonight's going to be a little bit different than tonight. I'm going to take it off speaker for a minute.
Hello? Okay. what I'm going to be going through tonight, actually, I won't even be going through it, to be honest with you. I'm going to introduce some things because I'm going to introduce it a little bit differently than it's introduced on the CD, but we're actually going to be going through with the CD. First things first, before we even get started here, it's going to be very, 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 very important and essential that if you are on this call, that you grab 6 sheets of paper, preferably lined paper, something that you can write on, and a pen or pencil. So if you don't have the 6 sheets of paper, and you will need 6 sheets, believe it or not, you need to go get those 6 sheets now. And, I mean, you know, I don't know, carry the phone, whatever you got to do. But this is a real-time workshop tonight. I like to call it a fun shop because it's going to be fun. I hear a lot of people still coming on the call. Those people that are coming on need to grab 6 sheets of paper and a pen. This is going to be a real-time workshop tonight, and we're a fun shop, and it's going to be a little bit different than a traditional training call because we're not going to be talking about the how, the how-tos of the business. To be quite honest, Jason can tell you this, Jeffrey can tell you this, anyone who does the business can tell you that when you start doing it, it's very easy, and the hows actually fall into place, and they come very easily. The most important thing, and the reason why most of us don't do it, is the reason why we're doing it is not shoved in our face every day. This is kind of a weird comparison, but on 9/11, there were people that were jumping out of the World Trade Center, and they were jumping out of the World Trade Center because they were avoiding a big fire that was in their face, and inevitably, those people fell to their death. But that they had a very strange and very quick motivation as to why they did what they did. They were trying to avoid something and try to get something else at the same time, and they probably didn't know and were very confused. Life is usually not that dramatic. Life is usually very mundane. And most of us have become fairly comfortable with what our life is. I mean, whatever it is, whether it's going to work or whatever, usually there's just not enough in front of us as an incentive to change things up or do things a little bit different. Well, tonight, what hopefully is going to happen is by the end of this night, you're going to have a much deeper sense of why you do what you do. And there may be some people on this call that aren't even Team Beachbody coaches, and that's fine because although – if you're on this call and you're a Team Beachbody coach, the how you're going to get what you're going to get is going to be provided for you through the business. If you're not a coach, that's okay too because you're going to set up some goals for yourself and maybe you'll figure out a different way to get to what you want. And that's okay because that's not what tonight's about. Tonight is not about how you're going to get what you want to get. Tonight is just about figuring out what it is that you want to get out of your own life and maybe also what you want to be able to give to the lives of the people around you. So that's kind of what we're doing this for. And for those of you that are coaches, what we want to do is inspire you, just as I've been inspired, by the freedom and the ability to create whatever type of life you want. We want to inspire you to know that you can go for anything and actually have it through the Team Beachbody business opportunity. And with that, I know Jason DeBold is on the line. Are you there, Jason?
I am present.
Okay. I just want to ask you quickly. You have been coaching basically since 2007 as a result of your own transformation through Power 90, P90X. Very similar story to both Jeffrey and myself, who started off with Power 90. And it, for me, I know it made an amazing physical transformation in life that kind of spilled over into every other area, every other aspect of my life. When I got fit, The physical fitness really has developed into a better degree of mental fitness, emotional fitness. It's really carried over into every other aspect of my life. It gives me greater confidence. It helps me in being able to deal with people easier. And I know that there's a lot of that's very similar with both you and Jeffrey, and that change that happens, that kind of physical inspiration that inspires us to go out and share that with others. And that's really the main crux of this business. But I also know that there's opportunities for other things. As you're sharing that, then life kind of has a way of rewarding you just for sharing what you love with others. And so what I wanted to ask you, Jason, is what are some of the rewards that you enjoy through Team Beachbody, both with your time and your finances? What are some of the things that maybe you started off not even wanting because you didn't know that you could get it, and you have it now, and when you look back, it's just like amazing to you. So I'm just it's kind of an open-ended question, but if you could maybe spend just a few minutes telling us that, so that people can kind of get an idea for themselves of what type of things they might want to go for.
All right. Initially, I had a secret goal when I was doing the workouts to inspire somebody else so that they would want my help. And when I did that, I told myself I'd figure out what coaching was. So when that finally happened, that first client was Travis Dupree. Then I became a coach, and that was March of 2007. And I really didn't do much with that business until July. And that's when I met Tony. I went to camp, and I met Mike French and Aaron Mathis, and I really saw what was possible for this business. Within a month, I was Emerald, and I was earning, you know, maybe close to $100 a week. And it was that moment that I decided someday I'd be able to retire from this. And I remember it's like seeing the first psycho bonus in my check, and I'm like, well, what's this? And how can I do more of it? And it was pretty easy for me to see how to make those psycho bonuses happen more and more and more. So, you know, what did I want out of it? So I think initially, as soon as I realized that was possible, that was my goal, was to retire from doing it. And it's not that I hated my old job. It's just I hated being a slave to somebody else's schedule and desires and what I ended up thinking were stupid ways of managing the projects. So I wanted that liberty. And my goal was then to make $1,000 a week so that I would actually have to take a pay cut, but I could afford to do this full time. You know, some of the things that I never thought I could afford, I guess, or, you know, weren't even in my sights was, it's hard to say what it is you don't think you can have. So I'll phrase that in just what things I have now that I didn't think were initially possible. Like, I've never been one that saved money. I had a 401k at work because they made you do that. But since Beachbody, especially in the last year, now, like, when I get paid, my money automatically divides into six different accounts, you know, one of which is for taxes, one is for retirement, one's like an IRA. So at the end of the year, I had to open up a second IRA. So I have two IRAs now. You know, I've got savings plans that when I see them grow, I'm like, how is this growing so quickly? And, like, I was not one that had a savings account whatsoever before. So that's something I didn't know I was capable of. I think one thing that I never thought that I would do is, like, purchase a new car, you know, especially, like, a Mercedes or BMW. And that's something, like, my old mindset still hasn't kind of wrapped around. So I'm still driving a 2001 Jeep Wrangler. But now, you know, I truly have the liberty. I go to the BMW dealership, and it's like, I could totally afford anything I want here. So now that's definitely within my reach. And because of the tax implications of leasing a vehicle, it's something I really need to start considering. I never thought that I would be able to afford lifestyle out here in Santa Monica, California. And as soon as I came out here the first time, met Tony, like, this is where I wanted to live. So a couple of things there is, you know, I've been out here for about a month and a half now and just kind of setting my own schedule. When I travel for leisure now, I basically just book one-way tickets because I have so much liberty that I can decide to stay a week in a week or a month. And so this last trip, my girlfriend actually might have fractured her elbow. So I decided to stay a couple extra weeks to help her, you know, kind of get over that injury. In the meantime, I'm shopping in probably what is one of the most expensive real estate districts, you know, in the country, as far as I know, right there in Santa Monica, California, oceanfront. And, you know, sometimes I hear people talk about they want to get an outfit for a special occasion. And in order to treat themselves, they won't even look at the price tag, just go buy it. And that's really shocking and scary for a lot of people. But that was the ability that I had when I'm shopping for real estate in one of the highest price markets in the country. Like, I didn't even care about price, because with the income I'm making right now and the tax savings that I can get for using home-based business, like, there really isn't a limit to what I could afford to spend for rent. And, like, that's something that it still makes my mind twist around. Coming from pretty humble beginnings, you know, like $1,000 a month is a lot to spend on rent. And, like, I just put an application for more than triple that. So, you know, this thing, which was really just like, I want to make $1,000 a week so I can help more people do it, now it's turned into this crazy, like, snowball that we went on the Success Club cruise this year, and Melanie and I really enjoyed St. Martin's, and I really enjoyed the cruise because there's a lot of these places I wouldn't have got a chance to see. But we felt like we didn't have enough time there, so we got back to the shipyard in Fort Lauderdale, and I'm like, well, let's go back to St. Martin's for a while. And she's like, you serious? And I'm like, yeah. So we just took a shuttle from Fort Lauderdale back to Miami Airport, looked for flights, found the cheapest flights we could find, flew out that day, landed in St. Martin's, and spent an extra week in St. Martin's. And that's, I don't know really anybody that gets up and takes spontaneous vacations like that and can afford to do it and is making money in the process. So the sky's the limit here, folks.
Hello? Okay.
Sorry, I was I had my microphone muted and had to pull it off. Thank you very much, Jason. I hope that gives some people an idea of some of the things. And there are things that in the past couple of years I've thought, you know, before I even knew about this business, one of the big things that I wanted that seemed like a pie in the sky type of dream to me is this new thing coming out called a Terrafugia Transition, or Terrafugia. I think it's pronounced Terrafugia. Anyway, how it's pronounced doesn't matter, but what it is a development from a group from MIT, and it's an aircraft that when it lands, the wings hydraulically fold up, and the thing looks like a VW bug, and then you can drive it home and park it in your garage. And it's called a rotable aircraft, and it's $250,000. It's not even out on the market yet. They might have released it finally this year. But it was one of those things where, man, it's like, I want that, but I have no idea how I would get it, right? And now I have an idea of not only how I'm going to get it, but I know that I'm going to get it, and it's kind of cool. And so with that, what we're going to be doing tonight, for those of you who have not grabbed your sheets of paper yet, 6 sheets of paper and a pen, and we are actually going to be doing, this is very old. This is not anything new. This is a goal-setting workshop that I went through in my life probably 20 years ago. It's on CD, pretty easily available all over the place. And the reason that I could have taken it and, you know, I thought about doing this to, you know, some of my own music and updated music and then going through it that way. But I figured, you know, rather than do that, I'm just going to use the exact power of duplication, and which is what we do in this business. Just, you know, why try and reinvent the wheel when it's already invented? So I'm going to actually be playing excerpts from the CD, and this is an Anthony Robbins CD, or Tony Robbins, for those of you that know who Tony Robbins is. He's one of the most successful people at helping other people become successful in anything. And his first mentor, when he was age 18 or 19 years old, was Jim Rohn. Of course, Jim is a great mentor in the networking business, generally speaking. So, you know, it all comes down, once again, to duplication and we find our mentors and we learn what they do and we do what they do. It's very simple. So that's really all I'm doing. It's not really, everybody's like, you know, I'm taking the reins. I'm not really taking the reins. I'm just, you know, all I'm doing is passing along information that I've had, you know, in my library for a long time, but doing it in such a way that hopefully a lot of people are getting it. I hope there's quite a few people on this call tonight. We're going to be going through setting goals. And we're going to be going through three different types of goals. So in the next, you know, 40 minutes or so, we should be able to get through all these. The first set of goals is going to be personal development goals. The second set of goals is going to be just for fun things goals, things that you want to have in your life that will enhance your life. I don't care if it's an iPad or a car or a new house or whatever, but just, you know, whatever things that you can think of. And then the third set of goals is financial or economic goals. And the most important thing about this workshop is there's a couple things that are really important about it. One is that you never stop writing. What's going to happen is there's going to be music playing when we start. And as we go through each one of these sets of goals, I'll give you instructions before we start each one. And the important thing is when you start to write, that your pen really never stops writing, that it's just a brainstorm. Whatever comes to your mind, just write that down. And the way you want to be, there's a couple things about goals that are very, very important. After you get these down and after, you know, tonight's over, you're going to go through and you're going to reanalyze and you're going to post these somewhere where you can see them every single day and look at them every single day to defeat the force of mediocrity is what we call it. It's like gravity naturally pulls us away from our goals, but if we're looking at them every day, it's going to really put us on that path. The second thing is anything is possible. There are no limits to the goals you're going to set tonight. So really, it's not sky's the limit. There literally is no limit. So the most important thing, when you start to write, we need to get ourselves excited. You'll get yourself very, very excited about the possibility of anything. Anything is possible. Really like a kid before Christmas, you know, like a 6, 7, 8-year-old going to sit on Santa's lap and Santa asks him what he wants for Christmas, and they just say anything, you know, man, I want a big giant swimming pool in the backyard, I want a horse, I want, you know, whatever that is. That's, you know, adults sometimes have a tendency, we just kind of look at things and like, I don't know if I can get that. It's important to put that out of your mind. This is really an anything is possible. Anything that you've had in the back of your mind, anything that you never thought would be possible, that's what you want to get out and get on paper tonight. And as we start, we're going to start with personal development. Personal development, especially in this business, is really key because part of it is fitness. Part of it is your goal weight. You're going to get that out. You're going to get, you know, how fit you want to be out. You're going to get character development, what kind of person you want to be. Do you want to expand, for example, your ability to speak other languages? This could be like anything in the area of personal development or personal growth, character development, career development. You're going to put, you know, what you want to see in your career. If you're on this call and you're not a Team Beachbody coach and you got something else that's a more important career to you, whether you're, you know, my friends might be on this call or stand-up comics, I don't know. But it's okay. You know, put those things down. This is, like I said, this is a sky is the limit for anybody workshop. I want you guys, this is for you to get your goals out. Those that are on this call happen to be coaches. I'm hoping that you'll, you know, after this is over, be sharing some of these things with your personal coach, the coach up from you, or whoever brought you into the business, or maybe your upline diamond or star diamond, so that we can help along the way, because that's really what we're all here for. But get these things out, get them down on paper, and when we start, the first area, like I said, is personal development. Now, here's what's going to happen. There's going to be some music playing, and hopefully I did a little bit of a test of this beforehand, and everyone could hear the music, because this is actually coming off my computer. But there will be music playing, and you'll hear Tony Robbins' voice, and Tony is going to be prompting you with different ideas about things and personal development. And then there's going to be three parts to it. The first part is the part where you just get out the actual goals, and whatever comes to your mind, you write. You know, it could be where you want to travel, what you want to learn, any of those types of things that go into personal or character development. Then the second part of it, and you'll hear this when we play it through, is you're going to get down a timeline. And it's going to be, you know, you're going to want to figure out a timeline of 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, 20 years. So when you're writing down these goals, it can be anything that you want for yourself in the next 20 years. And then we're going to do something special and pick out three, and he'll talk about that. But I'm basically going to let this play through and have you follow his instructions. And hopefully this will be clear that it's being recorded, so that you know, you can play it back through again and listen to it for if you have any issues with the clarity of it. But we're going to get going here, and it's like I'm going to cue this up hopefully to the right place. And like I said, that we're going to start off with personal development. This is anything that you want to have, do, be, develop personally between now and the next 20 years. So I'm going to speakerphone.
All right, and hopefully everybody can hear me. And I'm going to start the CD, and you'll have 6 minutes. You'll have 6 minutes to write, and the 6 minutes starts now.
Begin now. Go for it. Again, as you're writing, who do you want to become? What skills do you want to master? What do you want to learn? How do you want to feel emotionally about yourself? What is the goal to become? What are some of your social goals? Who would you like to get to be close to in terms of your own development? What teachers would you like to have enter your life? Who would you like to study with? Who would you like to meet personally? What would you like to learn about? Where would you like to go in terms of learning? Would you like to dance? Would you like to learn to sing? Would you like to learn to speak another language or many other languages? Would you like to put yourself in some challenging situations that would make you grow? Maybe swim with pink dolphins in Peru. Play bike. What are some of your spiritual goals? How do you want to conduct yourself each day while you treat yourself and other people? What do you need to do on a regular basis to feel really good about yourself spiritually?
For those of you that are coaches, you might be thinking, how much do you want to make Success Club? Do you want to make it every month? Do you want to make Success Club 10?
What books would you like to read?
Do you want to be on the Success Club trip?
Or speak in public? Writing a book be important to you?
You want the kind of freedom that allows you to just be able to travel? Anytime, any place.
Do
You want to develop speaking skills.
Are there some environments you'd like to challenge yourself with? Would you like to learn to scuba dive?
Maybe you want to go skydiving or ziplining.
Would you like to live in a foreign country? Would you consider joining the Peace Corps for 6 months? Would you like to take in a foreign exchange student and live with you so you get to know another culture? Would you like to become a big brother? What would you like to give in your life? What would you like to build? What are some of your long-term goals of contribution? You want to surround yourself with is your friends, people that will help shape your values and what you feel about yourself mentally and emotionally. To learn to be on time. You're not already. Would you like to learn to manage your time more effectively? Would you like to learn to manage other people?
Maybe there's places that you want to be able to go back to, maybe Israel, maybe India, different places in the world that are different. Maybe you want to go to Peru and find out where they manufacture the maca or grow it. I'd like to get with Darren O'Leon on one of his trips. That'd be awesome.
Okay, I'll see you guys when you get home. Hey.
Hey, finish up now. Is there anything else you really want to accomplish? Anything else you want to see in your life? Maybe you want to look face-to-face with a Mona Lisa. That's just part of what you want to connect, or you want to have lunch in a sidewalk cafe in Paris, or you want to soak up history in London. I don't know. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Who do you want to experience life with? What would you like to learn? What character traits? When people describe you, who do you want to be? Maybe you want to go on a physical fast. What are some of your physical goals? Get those down too. What weight do you want to be at? How much energy do you want? Those are all part of personal development. You have 10 seconds left. Finish up. Okay, time. All right, excellent. Now, you should have a decent list right now of personal development goals, things you want to do with yourself emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, places you'd like to go, experiences you'd like to create in your life that will take you to a whole other level of joy and pleasure and passion and growth. Now, these are fabulous. Now, some of them you may be more committed to than others. Okay, now that you've got this list, go through each of the goals, and it's important to put a timeline on it. It's been said that goals are nothing but dreams with a deadline. So even though you don't know how yet, I want you to kind of get a sense of your priorities of importance simply by going through and next to each one of these goals, I want you to write a timeline of when you will accomplish it by. And your examples are, put a 1 next to it if it's something you're committed to accomplishing within 1 year or less. Put 3 if you're committed to accomplishing it within 3 years, 3 years or less. 5 for 5 years or less, 10 for 10 years or less, or 20 for 20 years or less. I'm going to give you a minute and a half to do that. Do it now. Remember, you may not know how you're going to accomplish it, and that's okay. Just find out what's most important to you and put a timeline on it now.
Thank you.
Okay. So now the next step is I want you to go through this list of personal development goals, and I want you to select the top 3 one-year goals you've got. In other words, look at all the ones you wrote down that you want to accomplish within a year or less and pick 3 of them that would really compel you, that would really get you excited. Pick the top 3 personal development goals that you're absolutely committed to accomplishing within the next year. Pick those out right now. And as you pull each one of them out, what I want you to do is right next to it, I want you to write down a paragraph as to why you absolutely are committed to achieving this goal within the next year. So again, pick your top 3 one-year goals out of this list and then write them on a separate sheet in your success journal where you write the goal and underneath it you write a paragraph as to why you're absolutely committed to achieving this goal now.
And before I stuck the music on this one, the other thing that I did myself on these top 3 one-year goals, I also gave myself a very specific timeline and a date. I put a date by each one and when I want to accomplish it by to give myself a deadline, to give my brain a deadline. It doesn't necessarily mean if you don't accomplish it by that, then, you know, it's over. Obviously, you just, you know, you do your best and forget the rest. But just to make it a little bit more clear that it's not just within 1 year arbitrarily, but it's actually got a very specific deadline on it. I would suggest that, and we're going to go ahead and start the music with that now. You can kind of tell by the music that this is dated. This is not new stuff. These paragraphs are very, very important because that's really where your why has coming from, and that's where you can get very emotional about your why, especially if maybe one of your goals is to become something like a 5-star diamond or to become a leader in this business. And why do you want to do that? What emotions is that going to bring to you? What kind of level of joy or fulfillment will it give you to know that you've actually helped other people to accomplish their goals? What does it make you feel like when somebody writes you and says, thank you so much for helping me out. I lost 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, maybe 150 pounds. What is that going to do for their lives? And what's it going to do for your life knowing that you played a part? I mean, your why has to be your why. It's very personal to you. My why is very personal to me. It's what drives me. You got to really dig deep inside yourself to figure out what is it that's going to drive you and make the difference in your own personal life, or maybe the life of not just you, but maybe it's the life of your spouse, your children, or your loved ones, or maybe your parents.
Okay, you should be on number 2. We're giving you about 2 minutes for each one.
Remember, you want to get this out, so you want to stay writing the whole time. Thank you. if you stopped writing, you shouldn't have. Just letting you know, I know some people, their pens have stopped. You need to keep writing. Really think and dig deep within yourself as to why. What is it you're going to get out of these three goals?
Okay, finish up number three. We're about to wrap up here. All right, fabulous. Now you should have, out of your list, the three most important personal development goals for yourself in the next year. Take a look at them and how important they are. Remember, reasons come first, answers come second. Are the reasons to get them strong enough to really get you to follow through? If not, either pick another goal or get better reasons. And if so, you've got a strong goal now that you will achieve.
All right, so we've got the personal development goals. You've got your three top one-year goals. And in addition to that, you should have a paragraph of why, and basically your why should be what it's going to do for you emotionally. How is that going to make you feel? And really look at that just for a second. And look back over those paragraphs and really think, man, if 1 year from now you've accomplished all three of those goals, what that is going to do for your life. And really think about that. And we're going to move on to, I think, probably the most fun part of the workshop. And it's not going to be as long. You only get 2.5 minutes. And so in 2.5 minutes, you're going to have to write these down. But this is things goals. This is material stuff, and it's okay. You know what? For the next 2.5 minutes, you get to be as materialistic as you've ever wanted to be, and nobody's going to judge you for it. You can say if you want a yacht. You can say if you want a helicopter. It doesn't matter. You can get crazy. You know, you can say that, you know, if you're a woman on this line, maybe you want that $700 pair of shoes from Neiman Marcus or whatever. It doesn't matter. We're going to have fun with it. And this is going to be all about just some of the fun things that you want to have in your life, you know, for the, like they say, the difference between men and boys is the size of their toys. Well, these are the toys. Anything that you want, you know, new suits, better clothing, whatever it is, and really, you know, go crazy with it and let it be things that, you know, it could be things that you never dreamed could be possible. That right now the sky's the limit. Right now you know, you put yourself in the state as if somebody just granted you, you know, $100 billion in the state lottery, and literally, sky's the limit. Anything, beach house in Malibu, whatever it is that you want, and we're gonna go for that. And I might be a little bit early in the track here, so I think it's gonna be 30 seconds of Tony Robbins talking before the track starts. And then that gives him a chance to give you a little coaching.
And maybe many of these have nothing to do with personal development. They're just pure pleasure. That's okay. That's fine. Again, imagine if you were a little kid again and there were no limits. What are some of the things you'd have, do, and create in your life? Write them down starting now. And if anything you want to have, do, or create in your life between now and the next 20 years, we're going to give you about 2.5 minutes to be able to do this, to make your list goals. Go for it now.
All right, you should be on your third sheet of paper. First sheet should have been the personal development goals.
While you're doing this, just let your mind go free. Just write as rapidly as you can. Again, don't stop. If you're writing down cars, for example, don't write in detail. Don't write 560 SEL, Mercedes, Benz, blue and gold. Just write 560 SL. You know what it means. And get to the next one quickly. You want a yacht? Where else do you want a home besides where you are now? Do you want to build a home? Do you want to race camels between the pyramids of Egypt with your best friend? What are some of your nitty-gritty goals? What are some of those things that people said, oh, you'll never have that? Do you want a helicopter? A jet plane?
Do you want a wall of flat panel
televisions?
Do you want
to create your own music studio?
Maybe a home gym.
Do you want a separate cottage to escape to, or a beach house, or a beach condo? Do you want a little sailboat you can escape with? Would you like to own an island in the Pacific? Or maybe a timeshare in the Pacific? What would you really like to have? What are some of your thing goals? Are there some concerts you want to go to? Some plays, some movies. Are there some things you want to give your kids? What would you like to give your kids? Do you want a butler? Do you want a maid? Do you want somebody who'll cook great meals for yourself and your family? Do you want a gardener?
Hey, Tony has a personal chef.
Do you want to own an airplane? Okay, so now that you've got this list of thing goals, hopefully you got a lot. And by the way, how do you feel about those? If you had all those things in your life, would it be kind of fun? And you say, yeah, to say the least. Well, great. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to do now with this list of thing goals exactly what we did with those personal development goals. I want you to go one by one, next to each one, write down when are you absolutely committed to having these things in your life by? Within 1 year? Within 3 years, within 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years. Do that very quickly right now. And while you're doing this, remember, you may not know how you're going to do it. I had no idea when I set goals for myself how I was going to accomplish most of them. And the timeline seemed unreasonable. What matters is not whether or not you know how yet, not whether the timeline is reasonable, but whether or not you're absolutely committed to having these goals happen. The more committed they are, the sooner you'll probably get them. Thank you. Okay, now that you've done that, we'll do the third step, just like, again, we did with the personal development goals. I want you to go through this list and look at the things you're committed to having in your life within 1 year or less. And I want you to pick the three that are most important to you, the three that would really drive you, that would really get you excited, get you a bit passionate about really working hard and making things happen, because you could have these neat things in your life too. So I want you to do that right now. What are the top three out of your whole list? And then again, write them down on a separate page in your success journal. And under each one, I want you to write, why are you absolutely committed to having these things be in your life within 1 year? Again, so you're going to pick your top three one-year thing goals, things you want to have in your life or do in your life, and why are you absolutely committed? Write a paragraph. Why are you absolutely committed to having these things be in your life within 1 year? Go for it. You've got 5 minutes. Quickly. Remember on this, purpose is stronger than objects, so know why you want to do these things, why you want to have these things in your life. It's not just to have the things, it's the feelings you think you'll get from them. What will it mean? What will you be able to share? How much fun will it create for you?
Remember, some of the things that you may want them for different reasons than most people would think. Maybe one of your reasons for achieving something is so that you can share it with your entire group. You might want a yacht so that you can take everybody out on it, or a houseboat. I know I have friends that have houseboats, and they have great parties on their houseboats, and they invite all their friends over. So things are also tools, you know, like a large flat panel television gives you a great tool for doing group meetings. Thank you. A mate is good. Think of it too, if you have a maid or a butler, you're also employing somebody who has that need in their life. And whoever just said you want a castle, those are pretty cool too. I went to a wedding in a castle in Scotland just 2 years ago. What a great experience that was. To be able to that person's family was able to share their experience of renting that castle for a wedding with all of us. I got to hold an eagle in my hand because of that. That was an awesome experience.
Okay, now that you've accomplished this, you now should have two sets of goals. One set that are personal development oriented, mental, emotional, social, spiritual types of goals, physical goals. And you've got three of those that you're committed to achieving within the next year that you're inspired about, and you've got strong reasons that have made them real. You should also now have three thing goals, things you want to do or have in your life within 1 year that you're equally inspired about. We're now going to give you 2 minutes to work on economic goals. Specifically, I want you to let your mind go nuts, go free, and I want you to create what will be your ultimate financial goals. In other words, what are all kinds of financial goals, certain amounts of money you like to earn a month? And they don't have to be in any syntax or order. Just, hey, maybe you have a goal you want to earn $3,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 or $100,000 a month in income. What are some of your annual financial goals? What do you want to be worth, your net worth, in your lifetime? Do you have some business goals? Do you have some goals that you want for your company or for yourself? Do you have some financial goals about how much you want to give each year? Do you have some investment goals? What are some of your specific investment goals? And again, for some people, these goals are the most difficult because they've only got a couple. Or I'd like to make this much in a year, and I'd like to have this much in savings. Come up with a whole list. And again, just let your mind flow. Anything that's related to finances that you can think of as goals, you write it down. You got 2 minutes.
I thought Jason gave us great ideas for these financial goals at the beginning when he says he's got two IRAs now.
Again, remember, anything that's related to financial, any financial goals you've got, jot them down. Push yourself. Think. Is there money that you want to set aside for your kids for college, for example? Is there a mutual fund you need to start investing in of some sort? Some real estate goals that you have in terms of investment? Do you have an IRA? Should you get an IRA? Do you know what an IRA is? Do you have some kind of retirement account or some way to organize it so that in the mature years of your life, you have more than enough economics to support you having a great lifestyle? And I'm not suggesting that at a certain age you just give up and stop working or being productive by any stretch. But what are some financial goals you've got at different ages of your life? Where do you want to be? You got about 15 seconds left. Anything else you can think of, jot it down. Okay, time. I want you to now go through these financial goals. And this will be simpler than any other one we've done before this in terms of organizing our goals. On a new sheet of paper, taking all this brainstorming into account, I want you to describe for yourself your financial goals for 1 year from now or sooner, 3 years or sooner, 5-year financial goals, 10-year financial goals, and 20-year financial goals. Go for it. I'll give you 3 minutes.
I know that part of my financial goals One of the reasons why is basically just to help other people. It's leadership. When you, you know, we follow our leaders.
Great. Now let's do the final process here on our finances. I want you to take your one-year financial goals and, like the other goals we've done earlier, write down why you're absolutely committed to meeting those financial goals within 1 year. Write it down now and make it strong enough that you'll follow through and make it happen. Go ahead and do that now. Okay, so what have I accomplished in this workshop thus far? Well, one, let's review. You now have a whole list of personal development goals and timelines for their attainment. But most importantly, you have three specific one-year goals that you are inspired about and you are committed to achieving, and you know why. That's the...
All right, I'm cutting Tony off a little bit here.
Going back on. Okay, so everyone should have their goals written down, their timelines, and you've got nine of them. You've got personal development goals, which if you are a Team Beachbody coach, these are probably the most essential goals to everything else that you're going to be doing, because it's really this business is about is a business of following leaders and becoming a leader and following leaders, which is honestly what I've found in my life. The easiest way to become a leader is just to follow the leaders that go before you and just plug in. This is the easiest business ever because it's been done a million times. And all you have to do is do what somebody else did, and you get everything that they have. And in doing that, you're helping other people out and helping everything, helping other people get everything they want. If you get every, if you help, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people get everything that they want, you're going to have everything that you want, and you're going to easily achieve the goals that you've written down. So you got the three personal development goals, you've got the three things goals, and then you've got your financial goals for the next year. And what I'm hoping that everyone will do is take these and pin them up on their wall, and then maybe even expand them. Look at them every day and see if they make sense. And there's a thing that is called the rocking chair test, and that you can do with these goals. See if they really make sense in your own life. When you're setting goals, what you can do is you can look back at these goals. Take a thing goal, for example. Maybe you want a helicopter, and then do what's called the rocking chair test. And this is what I did a long time ago for me. It was with skydiving. And I was like, okay, so if I'm 80, 90, 100 years old, and I'm sitting on my rocking chair looking back at my life, and I'm looking at these goals that I just put down, and how would I feel if I accomplished every single one of these goals? And, you know, first of all, what would it be like in my life if I didn't? What would I miss out on? What would I have missed out on if I didn't accomplish these goals? Let's say you set a pie-in-the-sky goal of you want to own a houseboat on, and maybe that right now it seems beyond your reach, but you put it out there. You're like, oh, man, houseboat. And you think, now you're 90 years old, you're looking back at the experiences, and what would you have missed out on if you didn't have that houseboat? And then what would your experiences be like if you did have that houseboat? How many parties could you have? How many friends could you share that with? What would your family members be like? What if, you know, one of your goals is, you know, one of your financial goals is to have absolute financial freedom with your time, and you look back on your life and you think, my gosh, what did I miss out on by not developing that? Or maybe what did you get by developing that? Maybe just being able to, what if your best friend came down with cancer and you didn't know how long they were going to live, but now you have the financial freedom to go, oh my gosh, you came out, I'll be right out. The next day you're on a plane. Maybe that day you're on a plane because you can afford to do that. And you were able to be by their side. And maybe, you know, you made the difference in, it could be as simple as you made the difference in what kind of peace they had going out of this world, or maybe even bigger than that, maybe you made the difference in inspiring them to have something to live for, that they overcame the cancer. You know, those are the types of things. You know, people say money can't buy happiness, and that's true. Money can't buy happiness. It can't buy peace of mind. It can't buy any of those things. But what it can do is, if you have those things, it can give you experiences. It can open up the door to experiences that you can't have without it. And more importantly, it allows you the opportunity to be able to give more of yourself, give more of your time. And what kind of experiences do you want? I know one of Tony Robbins' rocking chair experiences is having a helicopter. And he talks about how would he feel if he missed out on the experiences of being able to fly over the ocean and do what's called helicopter surfing and just see, you know, see whales and see dolphins and fly up the coast from from San Diego to LA in 40 minutes instead of it taking 3 hours. You know, just amazing things like that. Or and then on the opposite, what would he feel like if he had had that in his life? And so go back over these things. Make sure they make sense for you. You should have a really good, solid feeling for why you want to have these personal development goals in your life, especially, you know, maybe if especially if they're physical fitness goals. You should have some serious reasons why you want your physical fitness goals. You should have some very serious reasons why you want some of the things in your life and who you want to share them with. And then you should definitely have a real strong feeling of why you want the economic or financial goals that you've set for yourself in your life. And maybe they're beyond the reality that you currently have, but that's okay because you're going to be able to stretch yourself. And if you're not a coach, that's fine. And if you are a coach, you have a means to be able to accomplish every one of these goals by. Because I know for myself, one of the reasons that I do Team Beachbody Business is because, A, I get to be around some of the most amazing people that I've ever met in my life, from the corporate executives to the Team Beachbody coaches, the ones that are just starting out, to the Star Diamonds. I mean, it's the greatest group of people I've ever been around, just amazing. We're all getting fit together, and we're all getting free together at the same time. And I know, like, one of the things that killed me was missing out on the Success Club trip last year, the cruise. And some of you on the call went on the cruise, and I know that I will never, ever miss another trip. I'm already set up to where, if I just keep doing what I've been doing already this year, I will definitely be on the trip next year. And I know that I'll never want to, I don't want to miss that again, and I won't miss it because I want it that much. I want that association, and I want that association with that experience. Hopefully, everybody's got 5 or 6 pages of stuff written down. And if you don't, go back over these and find more powerful reasons why. Really dig deep in your heart. And if you have them, great. Pin them up somewhere, expand them, type them out, do what you got to do. And then here's the most important thing. I want everybody to, and this one's going to be an accountability factor. I want everybody to pick out one of the goals, whether it's personal development, whether it's one of the things, or whether it's economics, whatever that goal is, within the next 24 hours, take one simple action towards attaining that goal. And I'll give you an example. If the goal is a personal development goal, and say that maybe it's 5-star diamond within the next year, one of the things that you could do, one of the actions you could take, is to get a hold of the team magazine, the Team Beachbody magazine from last year, that has the Star Diamonds listed in it, and scratch out the name of the 5-star diamond and put your own name there and put that up on the wall. That could be one of your actions. If one of your goals is to, maybe you want a Maserati, then go online and research Maseratis, or better yet, go to your dealership tomorrow and test drive one. Just tell them you want to test drive a Maserati. Put yourself behind it. It's always good to never leave the sight of a goal without taking some type of action towards its attainment. And so that's kind of the assignment of this whole thing, that you've got this down, is within the next 24 hours, figure out which goal you want to work on first, and then figure out what action you're going to take, write down that action, do it within the next 24 hours, and report that either in a Facebook message or email or whatever. Report that to your upline coach or your upline diamond or star diamond. And so that everybody has an assignment and can be held accountable. And if you have a team of coaches, ask them in the next 24 hours, if you haven't heard from them, and by tomorrow night, ask them what that is, what that's going to be, and, you know, we can do this together. Hey, you know, if you got to get a buddy and say, hey, you know, let's go to the car dealership together, and we'll get in that car and test drive it together, we can do that. Make this fun. This whole thing is fun. I know, and to give you a perfect example of that, I know that when Jeffrey was here, we went to Disney and we had a blast together.
Can do it again.
That's right. We are going to do it again.
I got 10 days.
That's 10 days of Disney, man. It's awesome. Life is meant to be enjoyed. That's why we are all here. And sure, there's got to be painful experiences along the way to let us know what the opposite is, but life is meant to be enjoyed, and that joy and that experience is meant to be passed on and shared.
Is Rob on? Mr. Boyce. Come on, be on. Maybe he had to go to class. But before you go on, Ron, he said something last night in our call that I put up as one of my statuses today, and I'm just going to read it for those people that have not been on my page. I put up there that I used to think that trading my time for a paycheck was the American dream. You know, I used to think, and I was basically in a mindset that everybody else was, is that you go to school, you get your degree, you get a job, and you have your family, and that's the American dream. Well, that's bullshit. And I'm just being frank, guys. Rob said something last night that's how he used to think too. It was just trading his time for money, but at the expense of being away from his family, missing a lot of things, and being in a job that he didn't necessarily really feel fulfilled with. You know, he was doing mortgages and didn't agree a lot of the times with the terms and just didn't feel good. So my whole mindset, you know, when I heard him talk last night, I was like, yeah, you know, that's just, it's so true. This to me is what it's about, is doing something that you love every day. It's waking up with excitement. It's at the end of the day knowing that either if you've been a coach a month, 6 months, a year, 2 years, or like, you know, Jason, almost from the start here, 4 years, at the end that you touched at least one person, then that whole journey was worth it.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's what it's about. It's not about trading time for money. It's about putting in the time where you want it, helping other people out, and at the end, you know, being rewarded by having that financial freedom or to do what you want. So sorry to butt in, Ron, but that's you know.
It's okay, because I need you for a second. I don't know how to end the recording.
No, I'll tell you how to stop it at the end. But
okay. That's
what it's about, guys. It's about finding the passion in this where it becomes what you want to do for the rest of your life. It becomes what you love. And, you know, those that were on the call, Jason was on it with me last night. I had to duck away from the call for about 30 minutes last night and actually conduct one of my day calls in the middle of the night for AT&T. And it pissed me off. I did not want to go. I wanted to be here. So that kind of last night, me and Andy were talking about it today at the gym, that's really what really signified to me that this is really my calling. This is what I love to do, you know, because there's so many different ways to help somebody. You're helping somebody, you know, from a coach, build a good business to become, you know, maybe financially free at some point, you know, by helping others. You're helping, on the other hand, somebody who's 100 pounds overweight get started on one of our programs in Shakeology, which you know is going to, you know, in 3-4 months' time with your encouragement, is going to change their life physically. There's just so much good about this. And at the end, when we get paid for it, it's at the expense of helping somebody in one way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
So go ahead, Ron.
That's one of the reasons I wanted to do the personal development goals, and I think that they are so important because in my own journey, it's personal development more than anything else that I found rewarding because I have the confidence to now take what I have seen happen in my life and share that with others. And sometimes that's not easy, you know, because that's really what we're doing is we're just sharing. And without my transformation, without my confidence, I wouldn't have been able to share that. And I have that now and I can share it. And that's really what all of this is about. And we are all in this together. It doesn't matter from Jason, Jeffrey, me to the person that just started out tonight. We are all one team in this together, all going the same direction. And it's an amazing direction. And in that process, we are helping to do something to me that is amazing. And that is one life at a time and the trend of obesity across this country of ours. And what an amazing journey it is. So take these goals, find the one that's inspiring you the most, find an action you can take within the next 24 hours and report that action, and go for it, man. Bring it. Dig deeper. All those things. Rev it high, rev it low.
This is bigger than any of us. You know, this is really bigger than any of us. And, you know, the only way that this engine continues to turn on something as big as it is that we all do our part. You know, you don't have to be a five-star coach. You can be, you know, a brand new coach coming in and do the exact same things that someone that's been in this business 3 years has done. And that's just change one person's life. You know, maybe in the course of a day, maybe do a couple in a week, getting started. You know, all you have to do is be yourself and inspire others to show them what you've fallen in love with. You know, it's not selling, it's sharing.
Yep, absolutely.
This is the simplest thing. And I posted that when we were, you know, during the chat here. This has really been one of the simplest things I've ever done. It's not difficult. It's not hard. I don't want a coach coming into this thinking this business is difficult. You do get what you get, you know, you get what you put into it. And if you just put time and effort, that's really all it is. It's not like it's difficult at all.
I just want to say one real quick thing before we end, too. I like to compare this to university. I know that Jeffrey oftentimes uses the term drive time university for coaching, for, you know, CDs and stuff. Seriously, guys, if you were an adult with a full-time job and you over 4 years took part-time in the evenings and went to school to get your degree, you started out, you're a freshman, you go through, you get to your degree. In that period of time, and that's what many, 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 many people do to improve their lives in this country is they have their full-time job. It's not the best thing in the world for them. They go to school in the evening, and in 4 years hope to achieve a degree to get a better job, to get a better way of trading their time for dollars. If you took this and you simply put into it the exact same effort you would have to put in if you went to school at night for 4 years, the biggest difference is that at the end of the 4 years, the person who went to school will end up in debt and will owe back more than he will be able to make in the next 10 years at whatever better job he gets. And at the end of 4 years in this, you'll end up out of debt, financially free, fit as a fiddle, and having helped, you know, a half dozen people get everything they want, and you will be able to have everything out of life you want. The exact same effort, the exact same time as going to school at night. That's it. And nobody scoffs at the idea of going to school at night, so there you go.
Yeah, I think we have to get out of the mentality that what we're doing is something icky, because it's not, you know. Yes, there are icky network businesses out there, but we are not for them. What does Larry Zinberg say? Don't be icky. All he says, you know, don't be icky. So, okay, with that being said, guys, we'll let everybody go, but I just kind of wanted to tease a little bit about next week. I'm still tweaking the details, but I think we're going to go a little bit different route next week, and we're going to have basically a discussion, an open discussion with Andy Mahoney about fitness, you know, because one of the biggest things of our business is that we have to lead by example. We are a health and fitness industry, and all of us have got to be shining beacons and examples if you expect anybody to be inspired by what we're doing. You know, which is why I always say, if you're not doing Shakeology, you're really doing yourself a disservice, because you obviously aren't going to have anybody, you know, with, you know, your own integrity is going to follow you if you're not leading by example. The same thing goes for your workouts every day. You know, hopefully everybody on this call is putting your time in the gym and working on your own health and fitness, because that's what inspires others when you share that. And Andy is one of the people that I've really respected the most and glad that I met. It brought into my life some time ago as a coach, because he's shown me so much more about health and fitness from a science perspective, from nutrition. He's a sports science, exercise science major. Him and Shane Lynch, you know, I'm probably going to have these guys tag team it, take some questions. This is what they're studying. This is what his degree is going to be in. you know, just an example, I've been working out with him for the last 4 months, done exactly what I wanted to do, and I told him, you know, I've gained about 12 pounds over the last 4 months. I know that sounds funny, but I've gained size. You know, my waist has actually shrunk a little bit. It's what I wanted, and these guys helped me do it. So we're going to talk about, you know, basically health and nutrition, not just workouts, not just, you know, exercise, but nutrition, things that we can become more educated with. And, you know, you guys come with a bunch of questions for them, come with, you know, some insight of your own. But, you know, it's going to be an open discussion around health and nutrition next week with a couple coaches who I'm really glad to have on the team that are going to be degreed in this when they're done. So hopefully you guys will join next week. Bring your coaches, bring your team with you. Anything you want to say, Ron or Jason, to end?
Guess not.
Okay. Ron,
follow up. Everyone, you know, if you got coaches, feel free to follow up with them, because this is an accountability factor, and we should be taking a little. I mean, everybody's got something that they can do with their goal, and some people may need help, you know, figuring out what action to take, you know, on that goal. So
yep.
Let's all do that, and let's all help each other here.
So, Ron, all you have to do is hit *9, it'll stop, and then when we hear the recording stop, we can all hang up.